Welcome to the Get Up Power Hour. Boom, 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 bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, bringing you a solid hour of taking in the flash and taking out the trash, baby. Fastest hour of radio on the dial every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on 1520WCHE.com, 1520WCHE Radio, and MarkHayford.com. You are listening to the self-proclaimed, undisputed, greatest radio program in all of the Philadelphia marketplace. When you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, self-help, personal growth, yo, let me break it down for you. This is the only radio program that's talking mindset, attitude, positivity, self-help, and personal growth. Boom, bam, done. Stops here. Fastest hour of radio. I'm your full board colonel of the Get Up Army, and welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, woo, first week in November, how you doing? there's a lot going on here, right? Wow. I'm going to be honest, because, I don't play. I don't care. I'm not out here to make friends. I'm here to do what I write about in my books, Get Up and Light Up the Darkness, right? But I'm going to tell you something right now. I legit sat back and contemplated, do I even do a show? Do I even do a show today? There's so much going on. Like, who's going to be listening? Who's going to be doing whatever? You know, like, people are so distracted with the entire world is watching what's going on, obviously, right now. So what's that look like? Why even do a show? Let's just play a rerun. Well, I'll tell you why. Because there are people listening, and you are listening right now, and I'll tell you what we're going to talk about today, because I have an attitude. I have a big attitude, because I like to push back. I don't follow the normal paths. I don't like to run in the same algorithm that everybody else just floats around in. I like to go in different directions, and the direction where everybody's going right now is freaking fear and uncertainty and anger. I don't play like that. I'm swinging for the fences. I'm living all out right now, and I'm going to uplift you in these next 59 minutes of this radio program. And what we're looking to do is punch fear right in the friggin' face, because here's the deal. You are either the hammer or you are the nail, period, done, end of story. There's no in between. You can't pick the screw. The screw's not an option. Hammer or the nail. So how you deal with the adversity, how you deal with uncertainty, how you deal with all the crap that's going on is going to define you. It's absolutely going to define you. And we're going to get into this. We're going to talk about, we got so much to talk about. We're going to talk about having courage and hacking fear. And we're going to talk about techniques that we can use on our brain. We're going to talk about fighting for faith and why that's important, and how and why you should lean into the positive. We're going to be doing all this in the next hour. I'm going to drop the info on you for one of the coolest fundraisers, which is going on local, but you can contribute virtual globally worldwide. And we're going to get all into this. We're doing it. The Get Up Power Hour. What do you want, baby? Every Thursday, fastest hour of radio. One time for your mind. Now, here's the deal. First of all, before we start ripping into the program, and I do mean ripping into the program, but I feel like we already did. Yeah. Let's connect. I am out on all of your social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok. What? Yeah, TikTok, Twitter. You're out there. I'm out there. I'm like bubblegum on your shoe, baby. Find me, connect. And don't be creepy, yo. Send me a DM or something and be like, yo, I heard the Get Up Power Hour. Yo, Hayford, what's up? All right, let's connect. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. I want you to check out my website, and I'll tell you why. MarkHayford.com, and it's not some shameless, crappy promotion like, hey, buy this mop. No, it's not that. What's out there is stuff that's going to benefit you, lift you up, renew your mind and spirit. I got three number one books that top Amazon in the self-help category. We got Get Up, encouraging you to attack life. Get Up. Hey, that'd be a great radio show. That'd be a great podcast. I got to work on that. We got 365 days of encouraging you to attack life. All right, it's a thought of the day book. And we got my latest number one book, which hit number one self-help, top 10 neuro-linguistic programming, and number one in sports psychology, Light Up the Darkness. They're all connected on Amazon.com. You could pick it up on MarkHayford.com. And I know many of you are live streaming this show global right now. So for the friends overseas, for the friends in the West Coast, up north, down south, and everywhere else, baby, hey, welcome to the party. Love and appreciate you guys joining me every Thursday from 1 to 2. Now check it out. If you dig audiobooks, and you're into Audible, you go to audible.com or you can get Audible the app. We got Get Up, encouraging you to attack life out there, as narrated by the author. Had somebody hit me up the other day and they said, wait, you got an audiobook? Brah, yes. I got not just one. Light Up the Darkness is going to be dropping soon, very soon. I want to say November. But our fate, friends, is in the hands of Audible. So I'm not going to just foreshadow some date and try to guess and then be wrong. So I'm hoping it's in November. I'm hoping it'll be available for all your Thanksgiving traveling. But if not, it'll be early December. Light Up the Darkness. And don't worry, when it drops on Audible, you're gonna know, because I'm going to tell you. You know I'm going to tell you. That's how I roll. And if you love podcasting, yo, I encourage you guys, it's this. It's this right here. It's every single day. There's over 300 of them, the Get Up podcast. And you can listen to them right now on SoundCloud. But I'm going to be honest, we're moving to bigger and better things. SoundCloud's great, but bye-bye. We're about to limit upgrade. We're going on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, everywhere where podcast platforms are available. That's how we do. And it's going to be a different format. See, the Get Up podcast is kind of like the Get Up Power Hour. We're drinking out of the fire hose. There's no holding back. We're swinging for the fences. Fourth quarter, last lap, 12th round. Let's go. And it's to renew your mind. It's to kick you in the rear. It's to help you smash your goal, dream a dream, get your feet out on the floor, take that first step, blow through the finish line, not slow up before it. That's what the Get Up Power Hour is. That's what the Get Up podcast is. So for the moment, you can go out there and you can binge listen on Spotify, but we're moving from Spotify and we're going to these bigger podcasts very soon. And like I said, it's going to be a different format. The format, it's still going to be organic. It's still going to be raw. It's still going to be some, it's not so much going to be a thought of the day as much as it's going to be thoughts for the week. So that is out there. I want to encourage you to go out there and check it out. And I'm going to say within the next 2 weeks, we're dropping on the bigger platform. That will absolutely happen in November. And again, just like Light Up the Darkness hitting Audible, when that happens, I'm going to tell you. You know I am. Now, holy moly, mother mackerel. The biggest news, which I am so excited to tell you, I still can't tell you yet. Immediately after, I will tell you this. It's regarding this radio program. This radio program hitting levels that you have never seen before. Now, I'm a head football coach, so I legit am sitting with my head football coach shirt on. I have my knee pads on because my knees are like shredded cheese, okay? Got my little whistle. No, I'm not going to blow it at you. But as soon as this program ends, the fastest hour of radio, at 2 o'clock, I'm peacing out at 2:01, and I'm jumping on a conference call en route to football practice, talking to our station manager, Donna Sizzle for Rizzle. We're going to talk about this big announcement that I cannot tell you yet. I have not been given the green light by the authorities that say so. And as soon as I am given the green light, I promise you there are going to be so many exciting things with this program. We just hit our year-long anniversary, and I can tell you, you have seen nothing yet. Nothing yet. Unbelievable. Wow. And finally, before we do actually get into some politics, he's going there. He's unchained. Oh, no. The Kraken's out of the cage. That's going to happen in a second. But before it does, this just happened. And it makes me flutter with feels all up in the insides. I just got a confirmation. Now, this show is broadcast live from Westchester, Pennsylvania. This station is the talk of Chester County. The show does get live streamed global on many platforms, like I said. You can listen live 1520 WCHE. You can live stream from 1520 WCHE. And you can also live stream from markhafer.com. We've legit gotten calls from Ireland, from California, from New York City, from everywhere, right? So we know you're out there, GetUp Army. Again, I salute you. But this is really cool. And it blows my freaking mind. It's cool to say, yeah, I'm a three-time best-selling author. That's very cool. But when you see it grow and when you see it change people's lives and when you can see the effects of your work and what it does, it's so gratifying. And I just got word from the Chester County Library System that my latest book, Light Up the Darkness, is about to be cataloged in Chester County Library, in their entire system. So you can go right now into any of the libraries within the Chester County system. There's a boatload of them. And you can take out a copy of Get Up, encouraging you to attack life. And pretty soon, right next to it on the shelf, will be a copy of Light Up the Darkness. That is insane. That is insane to me. Because 3 years ago, I was not an author at all. Matter of fact, I didn't want to get a freaking library card when I was a kid. Like, Mom, Star Wars is on. Shut up, Timmy. We're going to the library. Mom, my name's Mark. Shut up. Right? So it's like a dream come true. As a matter of fact, the little town I grew up in northern New Jersey, there it comes. Jersey! Wallington, New Jersey, baby. Like little Warsaw, Poland, right? That library has Get Up encouraging you to attack life. So as a little boy getting my first library card in that library, now I'm a grown man where my book is cataloged in that library. That's like, I got chills right now. That's insane. Wow. I am so thankful, grateful, and humbled. And all the support from you guys, man. Wow. You're a bunch of freaking rock stars. And it's my honor to be able to come on here every week and talk with you. Now, we're going there. We're going there. We're doing the politics, right? So here we go. I'm just going to – I'm not really going to go into the politics like you think I'm going to go into the politics because nobody – look, you want that, you can find it anywhere else on the planet right now. We're not going to do that here. But I did find a couple of fun little memes on social media that made me LOL. A couple made me LOLZ. So – here we go. Okay, these are some of my favorite memes from this week. Unfriending me because I'm a Trump supporter? Well, Biden. I mean, I know it's a dad joke. That's kind of like, why 6 afraid of 7 because 7 ain't 9, right? No, but it makes me laugh. So, unfriending me because I'm a Trump supporter, Biden. That was funny. All right. Hey, if you send me crappy emails because of this segment, I'm defriending you. I don't even care, bro. Don't even try it. All right, next, what do we got? Okay, so my wife, Christina, she's an executive national vice president with Arbonne International. And that's health and wellness, and that's skincare, and that's, you know, the holistic approach to taking care of yourself from the inside out, right? All these natural products. And, you know, for years and years and decades, a big portion of that before they branch out into health and wellness has been skincare. So here's a fun one that I found. And I found people from other companies posting this too. And no, my wife actually did not post this, but some people on her team did. It says, if you voted for Biden, you're still my friend. If you voted for Trump, you're still my friend. If you purchase your skincare from somewhere else, we are done. Get out. Screw you, buddy. You'll have bad skin, right? Right. And then in that same vein, if you vote for Trump, we can be friends. If you vote for Biden, we can be friends. If you drive below the speed limit in the left lane, you're dead to me. Dead. D-E-D, dead. Hashtag author. That's what I'm talking about. That's all I got. That's all I got for my politics here. That's as far as we go on the Get Up Power Hour. You know what I'm saying? We're here about lighting up the darkness, getting up and encouraging you to attack life, not fighting over what's going on and dividing us more. We don't do that. No, we don't. Matter of fact, how was your Halloween? Did you have a good time last week? Yeah, you got your candy? Yeah, you creeper. I know. It was really cool. I DJ. I've been DJing for the past 20 years. And I was at Apple Cross Country Club. And I was DJing for Kids Halloween. And it was fun. And I got to read to the kids. So as I was leaving the Chester County Library, having the meeting, realizing that my book is going to be cataloged, I took out some Halloween books like Splat the Fat Cat. And another creepy one about mummies or something. And I got to, you know, besides DJing, we did story time with Uncle Mark. Can you imagine? And one of the managers there suggested to me, they said, well, why don't you read something from one of your books? I'm like, well, they're 7 years old. I don't know if they're going to get up encouraging you to attack life. Kids version could be coming out soon, later, something. But for now, we'll do Splat the Fat Cat. And then one little girl dressed as a princess was yelling at me, telling me I was reading it wrong. I'm like, you read it! No, I went. So it was a good weekend. It was a fun weekend. And then we went into this whole week, which is crazy, right? There's lots of everybody losing their mind and you know, stuff that's going on right now. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about something that's going to make you feel good, baby. Let's get that little shot of dopamine, right? Let's do something that's going to make us feel good because we're doing something to make other people feel good. Oh, I like that. Wait a minute. You mean we're not actually going to argue about race and color and politics and things and issues and division and we can actually help each other out with something? Yes. Yes, Grasshopper, we can. We're going to talk about, I'm on fire today. Here we go. We got a fundraiser going on. Now, let me get this. This is pretty cool. And now the fundraiser is happening local where we're doing stuff here in Chester County, Pennsylvania. However, friends, I don't care where you're live streaming and listening from. You could be a part of this, okay? And it's so freaking cool. It's called Stockings for Soldiers, right? Now, this is your opportunity. Come on now. Spread a little holiday cheer. And I listen. Just so we're all on the same page, friends, okay? I'm a Thanksgiving guy. I ain't trying to get my holidays trampled, okay? I'm well aware that there was turkeys and stuff out before, like, you know, when they still had Reese's peanut butter cups, and now there's turkeys, and now they're putting up Christmas stuff. I get it. So I love me some Thanksgiving. But this one is time-sensitive. So if you want to contribute, here's how you can do it. And I got to give a shout-out because – It the person that's pulling this together is a friend of the show, and she's a brand new advertiser with the show, one of the station sponsors. And this is my friend, drum roll please, Sandra Cook. Who? Oh, you don't know Sandra Cook yet, but you do know Mona Lena's hair design. These guys are right down in the borough of Westchester. Right? So here's what she's doing. And she has a page on Facebook for this. Okay? This is, and this is for the men, the women, or the troops. Okay? And what they're doing is they're making stockings for the holidays to get out to all of the troops. How cool is that? Yo, I was in the military, and I was stationed in Korea. And I can tell you the holidays, because I was on a remote tour. That means for an entire year, you're not taking leave. You're not going anywhere. And, you know, this is like pre-internet. Yeah, I know. There wasn't GPS. I had hair. You listened to Bon Jovi on CDs and actually told people you listened to Bon Jovi on CDs. Okay? So it was back a bit. But it was lonely. Holiday time was like, okay. Like, yeah, I get it. So you hung with your friends and you did stuff. So you could seriously brighten up somebody's holiday. I talked to Sandra earlier today, and she said she gets emotional talking about this because she's passionate about doing something, and it's great, and you can be a part of it. So here's the deal. It's Stockings for Soldiers, and this is for human and for our canine soldiers too, okay? Now, this has been a thing apparently I did some research for about 16 years, but Sandra from Mona Lena's Hair Design has been involved with this with the past 5. Okay, so she is a grizzled veteran in the trenches doing this. And she's collecting all kinds of stuff that they're all goodies. They have canine goodies, and then they have human stockings goodies, and they're taking all the donations and things, and they're going to make the stockings and, you know, tractor trailer them to wherever they're going, and they're going to go to veterans, and they're going to be presented with them at holiday time. So now here's the deal. The cutoff for you to donate is this Tuesday, November 10th. All right, Tuesday, November 10th is the cutoff. they do need financial donations too, because they got to offset some costs and all that. The stuff doesn't just magically like appear in some army camp or Air Force base, okay? So you can Venmo, or you can drop off at the salon, Mona Lena's hair design. Now, if you want to get something to write with really quick, I'm going to give you the info, and I'm going to tell you what kind of stuff they're looking for. I don't care if you want to open up notes on your iPhone or just grab something to write with, okay? The Venmo, I'm going to be honest. Oh, no. I don't know the Venmo. I don't have Sandra's Venmo, but you can contact her, first of all, at Mona Lena's Hair Design, and the number is area code 610-692-8989. Again, 610-692-8989. If you want to drop donations off of what I'm about to tell you they're looking for, the address, again, right in the borough of Westchester, right down the block from where the station is, WCHE. The address is 18 North New Street, Westchester, Pennsylvania. 18 North New Street. Go down there and check out the shops and get something to eat. Outside the street. Hey, and here's a public service freaking announcement. If you're calling me during my radio show, we're not friends.
Oops, sorry.
I know, bro. Okay, here we go. So here's what they're looking for. All right, for the, and we're up against the break in a minute. So I'm just gonna go through the list here. You guys can take the list, and then we're gonna move forward with the fastest hour radio. Okay. Okay. So for the canine troops, right? We got the dogs. They're looking for some of the following: the 3-inch rubber balls. I think their name's Kong. Yeah, Kong rubber balls. Right. The large rope chews. They're looking for canine beds, blankets, sleeping mats, cooling and warming mats, right? Let me see. They're looking for shampoo. They're looking for conditioners for the canine dogs, and toys and treats too. Get them whatever you want, but they have to be made in the USA. And please, they do not want no rawhide bones or pig ears. Gross. Okay. Right. So that's that. So those are for the canines. Now for our human troops, all right, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can get here, okay? And let me see. Okay. They're looking for small packages of toiletries. Like, who doesn't want toiletries for Christmas? You know you do, right? Soft toilet paper, okay? Lotions, razors, wipes, powders, toothbrushes, toothpaste. All kinds of treats and stuff like, you know, the granola bars, the fruit bars, the breakfast bars. They're looking for snacks like gum, cookies, nuts, small chocolate candies, Slim Jims, beef jerky, pretzels, trail mix, ramen noodles. Ramen noodles. Okay. Package meals like lasagna, tuna, pastas. Okay. Crew socks. Hey, paperback books. No romance novels. We're not trying to have little baby troops yet on the base, is it? Right? So we want paperback books. I know we can get a couple of those. MarkHafer.com, get up, encouraging you to attack life. 365 days of encouraging you to attack life and light up the darkness. Yeah, that'll help a troop. They want letters of appreciation. And how about letters from the kids, too? How cool is that? You know that. Every year the teachers will have the kids in, and they make stuff for the grandparents, make stuff for the troops. Look, it's 2020 year. We got the COVID goal now. They want to make 5,000 stockings. So be a part of this, guys. And once again, you can reach out to Sandra Cook from Mona Lena's Hair Design. All right, 16 years for the Stockings for Soldiers. She's been involved in the past five. You can drop stuff off at her salon, 18 North New Street, Westchester, Pennsylvania. Easy for you to say. And Venmo her when you get her info. They also have a page for this on Facebook. You can find Sandra Cook on Facebook, and you can find Stockings for Soldiers on Facebook. Call her now, 610-692-8989, 610-692-8989. What? Up against a break already. I'm telling you, this show, I do not need a one-hour radio program. I need a weekend seminar with you guys so we can get into it. Yes, sir. All right. So when we come back, I want to get into this, man. This is like... the uncertainty, the fear, the anger, the anxiety, all the stuff that's going on in our culture right now. Right now, this whole entire year, the mantra has been division and hate and anger and fear. Yo, we're going to talk about being brave. And we're going to talk about some techniques on how you can actually do that and how you can apply it in your day-to-day life, baby. Who doesn't want that? You want that. All right. So you hang tight. You sit back. We're going to pay some bills here at 1520 WCHE. This is the Get Up Power Hour, and it's your boy, Mark Hayford. Be right back. Hayford, bringing you the only hour of program positivity, self-help, and personal growth in the Philadelphia marketplace on the airwaves today, baby. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. You're part of the Get Up Army, and we are halfway through this program already, and I would like to talk about hacking fear, about being courageous, man, how you're handling this, right? And listen, courage is something that you can only use courage when you have moments of fear, right? So what I'm talking about here is, you know, we're walking through these days and times and things like that, and I think it's important that what we need to do is get a grip and take some control. Too many times we let our outside circumstances dictate what's going on in our inside world. It can make people go sideways, man. You can get obsessed with it. I mean, for me personally, I haven't even turned on the TV today. I mean, I'm not looking for the golf clapper like, yeah, you. But, like, when stuff's going to happen, I'm going to hear about it. You know what I mean? Versus being obsessed with everything that's going on right now. I'm not letting that control my life. I'm making the decision to be in control. You know, Dr. Les Brown said, too many of us are not living our dreams because we're living our fears. Crazy, man. So it was my birthday, December 16th. I like large men's NFL jerseys. December 16th in 2018, right? So almost 2 years ago, I released my second book. I told you about it, 365, right? 365 days of encouraging you to attack life. And that thing shot to number one, same day of its release, an amazing birthday gift, right? Shot to number one in Amazon self-help category. Not in the romance novel category, not in the sports category. Self-help. And then something pretty cool started to happen because Amazon has all these different charts and things like that. And this daily encouragement book that I put together, 365, it started to creep up in these other categories, which just like Light Up the Darkness did, right? It started hitting charts like neuro-linguistic programming or NLP. Then it registered on the anxieties and phobias category. Wait a minute. I'm like, there's actually an anxieties and phobia category? Like, that's a thing? That's an actual category for books. Holy crap. Yes. Yes, unfortunately, it's true. It's all about fear. Fear. Right? It's like the mailman. Or, you know, wintertime. You can just expect it to show up. Sometimes even consistently. I always say, if you listen to this program, you know what I say about fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And unfortunately, for most of us, it appears all too real, all too much, all too often. Ugh. People are absolutely petrified from day to day. Right? There's always anxiety. There's always worry. And all, what does it all come down to? It all comes down to we don't know what's coming around the corner. Right? So I don't need to be Captain Obvious here and tell you what you already know. Grown men, teenagers, professional athletes, CEOs of companies, housewives, everybody else under the sun all has some type of angst or anxiety. Right? And I'm not even trying to exaggerate, right? Like we're talking about, you know, there's this common fears, fear of death, right? Public speaking, which is ranked over death, actually. Heights, germs. Spiders, you know, the arachnophobia, dogs, snakes, money, lack of money, corrupt government officials, ding, sharks, claustrophobia, needles, lightning, thanks to freaking Stephen King's It, clowns. I'll punch a clown right in the face, I'm telling you. And then I started doing this research, and there are so many crazy phobias. I don't even know if I can pronounce this. Allophobia? Aeoluiaphobia? Duh. Fear of flutes. Like flutes, like the instrument, the flute. Afraid of flutes. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but there's one that's the fear of elbows. I write about this in Light Up the Darkness. Freaking elbows, right? Anyway, there's so many different phobias. There's so many different fears in the first place. And now when, you know, the media is constantly feeding it, pumping it, throwing gas on the fire all year long. I over the past year, saw something. There's a doomsday clock. A doomsday clock, like the end of the world clock, like someone's going to, you know, like the Mayans did in 2012. They're, you know, they're dead, but okay, they predicted 2012, we're done, but it's 2020 and we're still here. So, but there's a doomsday clock. Don't know who made it. Don't know who's in charge of it. And apparently, like, it made the news and people pay attention to it. I think it's nonsense. All right. Here's the deal. Your mind can hijack you. Absolutely. Into a fearful, paralyzed state if you choose to let it take over and run wild. And then what's going to happen? Nothing, because you're going to freeze. You're going to roll up into a ball. You're going to obsess. William Penn said, no man is fit to command another that cannot command himself. We got to get a grip. I tell this story all the time. It's the Tony Robbins story. He wrote about it in one of his books. I mean, Tony says, stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being excited about what could go right. That's lots of, here's the thing. Carly, again, not my story, but when I do live seminars and, you know, depending on who I'm talking to and what the topic is, I talk about this because it's powerful and it's perspective. Tony Robbins talks about years ago, he got a call from Carly Simon. Carly Simon is kind of like, not so much, but the Taylor Swift or the Jewel of the 1970s-ish, right? So it's years later in the 80s. And Carly Simon calls Tony Robbins and says she needs to talk to him because she needs help. She can't perform in front of live audiences anymore. She's acquired some overwhelming case of stage fright. Tony Robbins is like, what the heck are you talking about? You're Carly Simon. That number one hit. Sang with Mick Jagger and James Taylor. And yeah, but she can't perform anymore. And what she explained was that before her show, she would peek through the curtains and she would see all these people in the crowd. It would start to happen, right? Her heart would start to pound in her chest so hard it felt like she was having a heart attack. And then her throat would get so tight. Her throat would get so tight, felt like it was closing up and she wouldn't be able to sing. And her hands would get so sweaty, it felt like she was going to drop the microphone. And not like mic drop because she nailed it, but like drop it because she's trembling and can't hold on to the freaking microphone. And at this moment, this is when Carly Simon realized she was about to have a panic attack. So without going into too much great detail, Tony Robbins works with her, helps her, and basically she gets over it based on what we're going to talk about in a second and continues her musical career. And to this day, her musical career spans almost like 5 decades. Like she put an album out or something not too long ago. But then some time passes and Tony Robbins becomes friends with Bruce Springsteen, you know, the boss, right? Born to Run, Glory Days, Born in USA, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He played Super Bowl halftime. Okay. So 1 year, Tony goes to a Bruce Springsteen show. And I've been, they're incredible. It's like four and a half hours nonstop. Dancing, singing, fun, covers, originals, new stuff, old stuff, wedding proposals, stories, solos. It's a party. And, you know, he's standing back, Tony Robbins is standing backstage. And in that stadium, that particular night, there was close to 50,000 people. And he did the math and said, you're doing this tour this year and you're going to all these different countries. But when you're done with this tour, you're going to be looking at like millions of people that you've done the tour for. And Springsteen's like, yeah. So he basically asked Springsteen, he's like, what does that feel like? Like you got this crowd in the palm of your hand. You go out there, they love you, they're cheering, it's great. You're stepping on stage. What does that feel like? So I'm going to paraphrase, but Springsteen, the boss, basically explains to Tony that before the show, he's with his band, they're warming up, he peeks through the curtains, and he sees all those people, that sea of people in the crowd, and it would start to happen, right? His heart would start to pound in his chest so hard, it felt like a heart attack about to happen. And his throat would get so tight, it felt like it was closing up, and he wouldn't be able to sing. And his hands would get so sweaty, it felt like he was going to drop his guitar. And this is the point when Springsteen knew that he was ready. Yeah, cool story, bro, right? All right, we just had two people, Carly Simon, Bruce Springsteen, two similar scenarios experiencing the same exact symptoms. One's having a panic attack. She can't perform. The other one's so excited, he's ready. So who's right? Springsteen right? Was Carly Simon right? Well, interestingly enough, they were both right. And this doesn't have to do with opinions, bro. It has to do with physiology and biology. And more specifically, this has everything to do with how our primitive brain works. I mean, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, said it. Fears are nothing but a state of mind. So here you go. In school, there's all these ologies, right? You know, biology, sociology, theology. I didn't like any ology. I liked Van Halen. Okay? I still do. I've been playing Van Halen since Eddie passed for weeks now. Loud. Played in the shower before we jumped on. But they never taught so many of these things the right way. They just would, you know, you'd go to page 194 in your textbook and read it and blah, 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 blah. Boring, right? Right. But let's talk about how your brain acts the way it does in the face of fear and what you can do about it. Because there is legit a science behind being scared. Okay, because you got this magnificent, critical, powerful machine, otherwise known as your mind. When it feels a looming threat, your brain becomes very efficient. You become very efficient. You get woke, yo, in the face of danger. Your brain becomes hyper alert, your heart and blood pressure rises, your pupils dilate, your blood flows, your stream of glucose to the skeletal muscles increase, your breathing accelerates, organs not perceived as vital in survival, like your gastrointestinal system, they start to slow down because you don't need them. Basically, you get frightened, you wake up, you pay attention big time, you breathe rapidly, your blood starts pumping and you get hype. Let me ask you something. Isn't that the same exact symptoms that happen when you're at the very top of or about to drop down on the amusement park roller coaster? Ding! Ding to the get-up army. Yes. Yes, the same thing. You're flying around in that cart. You're screaming. You're getting bounced all over the place. Your body and your mind does wake up. You're paying attention big time. You're gripping it. Your palms are sweaty. You're breathing rapidly. Your blood's pumping, yo. You get hyped. You aren't scared. You're excited. Okay, so as you can imagine, the science of fear and physiology of your brain can get very, very, very complex, but it can also be stripped down to become very easily understandable. The more we can understand what and why something is happening to us, the better we can manage it. So let's do this right now. Let's go. I'm ready. You got the prefrontal cortex part of your brain, and the prefrontal cortex of your brain usually gets all the recognition. But there's a part that's very important that plays into this. It has nothing to do with the prefrontal cortex part of your brain. It's the temporal lobe. Guess where it's located? Duh. Right behind your temple, dummy. Yeah, baby. It's the temporal lobe. And in the temporal lobe, there's this nuclei the size of an almond. It's called the amygdala. I expand on this in Light Up the Darkness. But your amygdala, you have one, I have one. Everybody, if you can hear my voice right now, we all have an amygdala. And it's designed to keep us safe because it's going to activate our fight or flight response. When it's necessary, it also calls to the pituitary gland to release stress hormones. So it goes like this. We have a thinking part of our brain as well as an emotional part of our brain. The thinking part of the brain gives immediate, like, bam, instantaneous reports back to the emotional brain. So you can act accordingly in how you perceive any situation. Example, if somebody's walking towards you and they're holding and they're smiling, big smile on their face. They're not wearing their mask, but they're walking towards you smiling. Stay with me. Focus. I'm over here. They're walking towards you smiling, and they're holding flowers. What happens? Thinking part of your brain, bam, goes to the emotional part of your brain, boom. You're like, oh, maybe you're happy, maybe you're excited, maybe you're curious, maybe your heart skips a beat. That same instance, you have someone walking towards you. They're not smiling. They have a frown, and they're holding a butcher's knife. Okay, thinking part of your brain is going to immediately, bam, report to the emotional part of the brain, and now you're deciding fight or flight. You're taking off and becoming a freaking track star, or you're ready to get down with the brown, right? You're swinging. You're ready. But this is what your brain perceives. We have very primitive brain. Use a gorilla as an example. You're at a zoo. You see a silverback gorilla in a cage behind a glass wall. Your thinking brain identifies safety. You know, you're kind of like, whoa, it's a gorilla. It's right there. But, you know, behind this gigantic glass wall, we're good. However, let's do this. That same 5 foot, 400 freaking pound gorilla is baring its teeth, knuckle walking, while you're roaming through your neighborhood park. Hello, your emotional brain, bam, you realize the danger. Suddenly, you're the fastest man in town. Okay? So fear can be healthy, right? It alerts us. It warns us in the right situations. It can save our life. But here's the thing. It's pretty unlikely you're going to see a roaming gorilla in your non-post-apocalyptic park. We got these overstimulated, primitively wired brains, and we can work ourselves up fairly quickly. Let's go back to the roller coaster theory. You're going up, 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 up. Well, it's exciting. It's exciting. You're going down. Hands up. Ah! Right, roller coaster. Your brain doesn't necessarily distinguish the difference between excitement and fear. And you know why? Because it's all the one chemical that your pituitary gland calls for the release of. Your pituitary gland releases cortisol. That's it. Cortisol is adrenaline. It's pure adrenaline. It's not frightened adrenaline, and it's not excited adrenaline. It's simply adrenaline. The same exact chemical is released in your brain when you are frightened, when you have anxiety, when you're anxious, as when you are excited. Once you understand how to use this, the choice is up to you. Remember, you're in control. You are the most per- perfectly created thing that's out there, better than any computer, better than any technology. You have technology down to every neuron in your brain. And we don't appreciate, realize, or utilize it. Most of us don't, most of the time. We need to start doing this. I want to give you an example of how you can harness your fear when we come back in just a minute. I'm up against the final break here. Don't go anywhere. It's fourth quarter. It's the final lap. It's the ninth inning. We're in overtime. Kicker's coming on the field. Going for the world record, baby. This is 1520 WCHE, and you are listening to the Get Up Power Hour. Final lap of the Get Up Power Hour, baby. It's your boy, Mark Hayford. Fastest Hour Radio, only show of positivity, self-help, and personal growth in the Philadelphia marketplace. You're listening to Get Up Power Hour. Get Up Army, I salute you. Hey. Been getting texts. I got a text from the boys on the hill. Guys from Whitford Hills Auto. Matt and Brad. Matt specifically reached out to me and said, hey, I was searching, as we talked about at the top of the show, for Mona Lena's hair design. She's doing the stockings for soldiers, and he said he was searching, couldn't find it, because he put in Mona Lena is two different words, but it's one word. It's Mona Lena, L-I-N-A-S, hair design, all right? And you can Google it. Again, we're doing – it's ending this Tuesday, November 10th, stockings for soldiers, all right? You can do it for the canine friends, too. They fill up all kinds of stockings for the men and women in our military and deliver them during the holiday time. They're taking financial donations, too. So you can contact Sandra Cook at Mona Lena's Hair Design, 610-692-8989. And you can drop stuff off. And I gave a whole list at the top of the show, which I don't have time to do now. But, hey, get involved, man. Get involved. Make a soldier feel good. They need it, right? Yes. We're talking about hacking fear. You know, we're talking about dealing with anxiety, some little tips, some little tricks, how these primitive brains work in a modern world and time, how we got a lot going on right now, and how we need to take control. You know, one of the One of the biggest fears out there is public speaking. I should know because I do it. This is what I do. I write books. I do podcasts. I have a radio show. And I speak. I speak for teams and businesses and schools and things, and I love it. And one of those things that you got to control that feeling, because everybody gets it. If they say they don't, they're lying. You never, ever, ever get desensitized to it. I've spoken to people one-on-one doing trainings, and I've spoken in front of thousands, legit, like in the arena-type stadium seating and college-type the heck am I trying to say, like arenas and things like that. You always get those butterflies. You always get, it's just that rush, that excitement. And sometimes if you don't get on top of that, that's that smaller you. That smaller you wants to stifle the bigger you. You got to take control of that. You got to push that down because you are in charge, and you got to remind yourself that. Because whether you think you can or think you can't, said Henry Ford, you are right. you better think you can. You better lie to yourself until you fail forward and believe that you can. This was about a year ago, and I was attending a seminar for personal growth. I told you, this is the only show. Buck stops here. Bam, boom, hot damn, positivity, self-help, personal growth, right here. Get a power hour. But, you know, personal growth is like bathing. It wears off, so you got to do it. You got to do it every day. And I don't think you ever stop growing. So, yeah, am I an inspirational, motivational speaker? Don't even get me started on that. Absolutely. Do I want to speak life over you? Absolutely. Do I want to get you fired up? Absolutely. Do I want to get you smashing your goals and dreaming again? You betcha. But in order to do that, I gotta fill myself up. You can't save someone else from drowning if you can't swim. So 2019, I went to a particular event that was focused around personal growth, and I happened to personally know one of the speakers, and I was backstage. The speaker's amazing. I mean, I've seen this person on stage, like big venue. I'm talking like in front of like literally tens of thousands. Person's been in the game of training years before I ever stepped up to a podium. She comes up to me, and the first thing out of her mouth, like, I was stunned. She looked at me, and I was happy, big smile, and, you know, I wasn't getting a big smile back. I was just kind of getting the look. And this person is a savvy, like, top in the game. The name's known. I'm not going to do that, but I went to greet her. This is moments where she goes on. She comes up and looks at me and goes, "Mark, I am so scared." What? Like, I was just staggered. I was dumbfounded. Like, this trainer doesn't get scared. Not of training. So what I did was, because this person, I had to remind this person quickly, like, they're about to go on. And I've had that feeling before. I know what that's like. This person was, is, and always will be one of the best. And I said, "You are a beast. People are excited and have come to see you. You're a total rock star. You're going to slay this just like you'll always do." And this, like, thing of relief came over. And then I seriously got a heartfelt thank you. And moments later, bam, speaker's introduced, takes a deep breath, runs onto the stage, gets this welcoming, roaring, standing ovation. Did her thing. She walks off the stage the same way she came on, to a roaring, standing ovation. She controlled her emotion. She used the adrenaline. She owned it. You need to recognize and remember that. I don't care what the hell's going on your television, on your radio, on the news. Listen, I've had some great times when I thought there was a terrible president, and I've had some terrible times when there was a great president. What I need to remind myself is you need to be reminded that you need to recognize and remember that you are in total control. So control it. Don't let outside circumstances dictate your inside feelings. Don't allow your mind to run rampant and actually bully you. Own it. Next time you're about to step on that stage, jump out of that airplane, walk into that room, start that conversation, or just do that thing, you may feel a pit in your stomach. Maybe your throat's going to start to close or your palms sweat. Maybe your heart's going to start pounding out of your chest and you'll shake. It's happened before. So it could happen again. And next time it does, remember something important. You are the boss. You are in control. This is where fear is a liar. There isn't an actual gorilla roaming around, and lucky for the imaginary gorilla that it isn't, because you're the beast. Next time you're in a situation of fear, suppress the smaller inner voice. Let your bigger self out. Decide that you're excited and not afraid. Why not? Your brain can't distinguish the difference. The cortisol can't distinguish the difference. Why should you try to distinguish the difference and bully yourself? Use this to your advantage. Don't be afraid. Be excited. We don't know what's coming around the corner. We don't know what's going on with the election. We don't know what 2021 is going to bring us. But I can tell you this. You're in more control than you actually believe. You're in more control than you actually know. You just need to take action steps. Be better for yourself. Be better for the people around you. Put the work in on yourself. give yourself a break. Get focused on your goals, your dreams. If you don't have one, get one. Start dreaming again. This is still a brand new decade. This is your time. You're not put here just to simply breathe. You're put here to thrive. You're put here to live. Sitting in a blanket of fear is not living. So this is a call to action, Get Up Army. And I'm yelling at you, and I'm sweating, and I'm spitting, and I'm doing it all with love because I am extra, and I don't want you to be 95 years old, sitting in your chair, looking back, and be riddled with regret because you didn't play all out. It is your time. Turn off the TV, forget the news, and it doesn't matter who's elected or what the heck is going on. Start taking control. You are more powerful than you imagine. I got to get out of here. I got to go uplift some kids and do our final day of football practice. I got to get on the phone with station manager D-Sizzle for Rizzle so I could find out about this humongous announcement that we're going to drop about the Get Up Power Hour. And next week, we will be back like we are every single mother loving Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. with the fastest hour of radio. Solid hour of yo, pulling in the cash and taking out the trash, baby. Self-proclaimed undisputed greatest radio program in all the Philadelphia marketplace and the only one that does mindset, attitude, positivity, self-help, and personal growth. You are a rock star. And I love you, and I appreciate you, and I thank you for spending your Thursday afternoons with me because it means the world to me. You've been listening to 1520 WCHE. This has been the Get Up Power Hour. And until next time, I'm always in your corner. Mark Hayford.